Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. I'm Lauren Yass, your host and HLGU alumni director. This is a weekly podcast featuring HLGU alumni, news, events, and so much more. I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on our beautiful campus. And my special guest today is HLGU Chair of the Department of Computer Sciences and Professor Dr. Michelle Todd. Welcome, Dr. Todd.
Well, thank you so much.
So glad you're here. Mm-hmm. When I say Dr. Todd, it always makes me think of the original Dr. Richard Todd, who taught me physics, or he tried to.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I was one of his more challenging pupils. Yeah. But so it's nice to have two Dr. Todds at HLGU now. And yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was a long journey, but crossing that milestone has been very rewarding.
That's a huge milestone. So congratulations. Thanks. So you have you know, you're an alum.
I am.
And you have been on this campus for a long time, and you've been teaching for a long time. So how long have you been in your department?
Sure. I've been teaching now for 23 years. I did come as a student, left for a while, got some experience, and then came back. So starting my 23rd year.
Nice. That's great. Always in the same area.
Yes. Always been in the computer departments.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. You must love it.
I do.
So what do you love about it?
Well, I think teaching's a profession in which I can give myself the opportunity to constantly learn and be challenged. And I really enjoy this lifelong learning path that I'm on. Mm-hmm. Teaching in the technology field specifically allows me to take this learning challenge kind of at warp speed, because technology changes so fast, so much. There's always new things to learn every year. There's always a new puzzle to solve. Mm-hmm. There's new challenges to take on headlong. And I do like problem solving. So I think that's part of it. I also enjoy helping the students. Certainly, I want them to get to a place where they can find the path that God has designed them for. Mm-hmm. And so it's exciting to challenge them and help them to see that they can do more than they thought they could do, and to excel and in those areas that they enjoy. And I really like to play a small role in the development of their creative and kind hearts. Here on this campus, we get a chance to invest in students in a little bit deeper way. And so I like to encourage them to become techs who can benefit their workplaces and their society a little bit deeper than just fixing things. You know, they can care, they can put out their best foot forward, so to speak. And I want them to see that you can be called to tech by God just as much as you can any other type of vocation.
It's a mission field as well.
Yeah. And so regardless of where you're planted, you can make a difference. Yeah. Oh, we do it in tech.
Sound good. You're getting me excited about that field.
Well,
okay.
Good.
So I keep saying that field because you guys have had so many names that I don't want to say the wrong name.
Okay.
But you are now computer sciences.
Yes. We
so
recently
I should be able to remember that.
Yes. We recently changed our name as a department from computer information systems to now we are the computer sciences.
Okay.
And we did that because we wanted to kind of broaden the areas that students could have an emphasis of learning in. And so we are the computer sciences, and we offer four areas of emphasis.
Yeah, which this is all brand new.
Yeah. We kept the computer information systems as a line of emphasis. We also have information technology, or IT. Then we have computer science. And then we have cybersecurity, which is certainly an area that's caught a lot of attention as of late. So
that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. So you've expanded into these four emphases.
Right.
So students can come in and be a computer science major, but then have an emphasis.
Right. They have a little bit of room to make a choice on which area of the field that they'd like to kind of concentrate on. I guess you could call it a concentration, even if you'd like. So if you're a CIS emphasis student, you'd still have a degree with the computer sciences, but your emphasis might be a little more business heavy. So you'd be that person who could play that middle role between maybe the CEOs and the tech people, and you could do a little bit of both. If you are into information technology or IT, you're that kind of person who loves to fix everything, and you love networks, and you're part of the network administration team, and you take care of servers and all of that stuff that
needs
to be fixed.
Pulling wires through ceilings.
Right.
And floors.
If you're a computer science, if you would have a computer sciences degree, but your emphasis is also computer science, then you're the programmer type. You love math, you love programming, you love being able to create solutions with software. And then if you're cybersecurity as your emphasis, you still have the cyber computer sciences degree, but your cybersecurity classes then help you. You're that kind of person who likes to solve problems and protect the network, but you're going to do it with some networking, some programming. You're going to get under there and you're going to defend, watch out for the, just going to be a problem solver is what you're going to do. Keep the network safe. Mm-hmm. And those are the emphasis of what we're kind of offering to our students now.
Yeah. Yeah. So you kind of developed these new emphases. Is that the right emphases?
Emphasis areas. Yes.
Just because there was kind of a need.
Yes. We want to be responsive. Certainly because the technology world changes so quickly, we want to be reflective and we also want to be futuristic, I guess. We want to respond to the needs of the culture that we live in, the society that we live in, the needs that are out there in businesses. And we just felt like with who we were and what we had to offer, we could broaden that just a bit, touch a few more areas and be and stay up with the times. You don't want to stay, you know, you don't want to be teaching. We weren't teaching DOS, but you don't want to stay back in the DOS world when nobody's really using that. And so we wanted to be relevant, and this is a way we felt like we could stay current.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. And HLG's motto is knowledge for service, which is something we try to push in every department. How do you see that working out in yours?
Yeah, I think there are several ways that we address that. First, let's just start in our own department. We work hard at, first of all, the faculty are Christian by nature, and so we are always trying to serve our students in a sense and model that for our students. But we start with even as something as simple as providing a kind department. Like, we have a rule posted in our department that's called the 5-10 rule. If you're 10 feet from me, you should smile, acknowledge, or wave. And if you're 5 feet from me, you should say hi or good morning. You know, just developing this idea that working with people is important. Mm-hmm. And it, that's partly distinctively Christian, to be kind to one another, right?
Just be a even good rule in, for all of us.
Yeah. In our workplace, and we have a lab set up where we interact with each other on a pretty regular basis. And then I think we use our knowledge for service to solve problems within our own special computer lab. We help students solve computer problems. We help each other solve computer problems. We've been known to help people, our peers, some of the college personnel. We fixed a lot of things for a lot of people, and we use our skills in that way. We also have internships in our program. All of our students have to complete 2 internships and a senior project.
Nice.
And all of those experiences help our students get out into the community. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're paid, sometimes they're unpaid. That's not really the point. You still get a chance to practice and influence and have impact on your community. And so we're already teaching. By the time they graduate, they have 3 really good real-life experiences in which they have had to work with others and use their knowledge for service. And we'd like to think that by the time they've graduated, they've gotten a lot of practice in that. And so they're willing to serve people in any job that they take. Another a little odd thing I think we do that's unique in our department is we run a small recycling center for our e-waste, and we try to be sensitive.
Okay.
We don't just throw all of our stuff in the trash. We use it, give it as much life as we can, but then we try to dispose of those things properly, and I think that's knowledge for service as well.
Yeah, being responsible.
Right, and sometimes we've been able to maybe we gain a little bit of money, but we're also able to help some other people locally with their business who are doing recycling. Or in the past, we've been able to help the sheltered workshop by the plastic and cardboard we've been able to recycle for them. And so I think we're very conscientious in that regard. And that's knowledge for service as well, being a good community player across the board. So there's
very
some ideas
cool
for you.
Yeah, so you kind of touched on the internships.
Oh, yeah.
And what other unique things happen in your department?
I like to think we're very unique, but that's my job, is to sell my department, right? So, but over the years, I think we've done a lot of things, sometimes tech related, sometimes not tech related. But we usually have, of course, we have classes, and we have a lab that we work in that's dedicated to our students. They can come, and it's kind of like our playground for learning. We have full administrative rights over our lab, and so we can practice and do most anything we want to there. If we want to spin up a Linux machine, then we just do it. We don't really have to ask extra permission. So that's nice to be the administrators. But we've had bonfires, and we've had hard drive disposal events. This year, one of our students smoked a big brisket. He brought his smoker in. We had a big party out in the patio outside of
you
our building.
Attracted some other people
we
with that
did,
one.
We did. We did. We usually have our annual Christmas hall decorating
and that
fun.
Is so fun.
Yeah, everything we decorate with has to be made out of computer parts. Mm-hmm. And so we decorate our tree and we make our own ornaments, and that's kind of fun. We've had regular field trips. We went to Colorado on a Codathon.
I remember that.
We've been to Kansas City Chiefs stadium because we had an alumni work there, and so he got us in and we got a tour down the locker rooms on the field and all of that. It's all the tech side. Been to St. Louis Airport. We take regular field trips as much as we can. Mm-hmm. You know, you sometimes connect with our alum and they help us with that. Sometimes we just call up. But I think we have a nice balance of fun, work, and you can be as involved as you want to be. Mm-hmm. But then we also reach out and try to stay connected in lots of other ways.
That is one of the things I love about your department. You guys are so close and you're so connected. You have that really fun Facebook group where you post jobs and you pose questions to each other, which is really fun.
That's right.
And you do these activities where you decorate the hall, and it's just kind of more of a family atmosphere.
Well, we certainly strive for that. Yeah. And I think that's part of the distinctively Christian environment that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone chooses to be that involved in every activity. And yet if you want to belong, we have a place for you to belong. Yeah. And that's really important for every person, but especially I think sometimes tech people have a tendency to like to work alone. And so it's really good that we have tried to give you a place to be integrated. And it happens pretty naturally. It's not like I'm forcing you to, you will be friends with someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a place that we've grown and developed that you can grow and develop as a member of the computer sciences department.
Yeah, and then I also love that you don't just say goodbye when they graduate and leave campus.
No, once you're part of my team, you're part of my team forever. That's right. That's my plan anyway. And we work really hard to stay connected to our alumni in a nice, balanced way. Mm-hmm. We know that chapter of life, in a sense, closes, but yet we want you to be part of our team. And so I was just thinking about all the things that we do with our alum. We have an annual Alumni and Friends Visit Day where we invite our alumni to come back, and even friends if they'd like to participate, but come back, eat lunch with us, share an afternoon with our seniors so that seniors can talk to people who have just gone out into the field. It really doesn't matter if it was a recent entry or if you did it 20 years ago. You have wisdom that can be passed on to current students. And so some of our current students then get to know our alum, and it's kind of like a little homecoming for us, and we've done some fun things there. We've had alumni and friends come back to speak in our classes as guest speakers, and we would encourage any of you who are interested or have tech knowledge to do that. And you don't have to necessarily come to campus. Now you can visit us on video. And we've had one of our alums from Florida do a great class for us on ADA web compliance. And that particular individual has some new experiences in that area and became an expert that we could bring that knowledge back in that we wouldn't normally get to. And so we've had two or three of our alum do that for us as of late. Another thing that you mentioned, our Facebook page, we can put a question out there on that, and we get responses.
Yeah.
They're helpful, and we've had different alum work one-on-one, doing a short-term mentoring type situation. We've got problems, and they can maybe help fix that. So I think we have a great group of alumni where they're loyal, they're generous, they're helpful, and we're really happy to have them on their team. Of course, we always appreciate their financial gifts as well, because I can say our alum have been faithful in that too. Mm-hmm. When you come into my program, and we do not hide this, but we encourage students from day one, if you would plan to give $20 a month for the rest of your life to the department, it helps to transform our department. And we have done that. We've been able to put in electronic locks on our doors. We've been able to get some new desks. Mm-hmm. We've been able to buy new servers. There are things we can do that we would not be able to do if our alumni have not been faithful to help us. And that's not something that I'm just making up. Just last month, at the end of the year, there were a couple of donations that came in that were nice on our behalf for our department mm-hmm. because they've remembered just a little bit. I mean, we blow $20 yeah. a month, right? And so if they would target that, and they have been helpful. And so I'm very appreciative to our alumni and our friends.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you have a great department. Last year, you guys did that escape room as a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
It was so fun.
It was. I'd love to do something like that again, but it's got to be the right timing, right group of people, uh-huh. right knowledge, you know, skill set. So,
yeah.
I'm just going back. If there's anybody listening to us today and they'd like to help in any of those ways, mm-hmm. I do want to take the opportunity that we always have challenging tech needs. Like, we always need to upgrade the equipment. That's never really fun, but it needs to be done because
really
tech
necessary.
It is necessary. If we want our students working on new things, then mm-hmm. you could always help us with that. If you know how to get equipment or if you have access to that or would like to make a donation in that way, we would love to talk to you. We have some students who are considering going on the trip to a Codathon again, and so we're
nice.
Needing to do some fundraising for that. We would love to have a regular conference, a budget, and attend those conferences mm-hmm. for the students. And so maybe you feel inclined to help us make a budget line for conference attending. And there might be somebody listening today that would like to help us get some new forensics tools with our cybersecurity line. There's a few things that we would like to do or purchase to enhance that training just a bit. And so we have a few needs there. I don't know if long term, but on a bigger scale, I guess is what I should say. We'd love to have a scholarship fund. And so maybe
that would
you're
be great. Just
maybe
for
you're inclined to help the computer sciences uh-huh. and you'd like to be that person who says, yes, I'd like to bring a couple more students this yeah. direction based on scholarshiping. So those are some immediate needs that if you're listening today and you feel like that you could help us in those. I always like to give pointed direction to people.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, because I know if God wants us to have those things, then he will provide.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But you gotta let people know what you need.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And anybody who would be interested in coming to see our department, I'd be happy to give you a tour, help you, you know, yeah. take you to lunch in the cafeteria.
That's right.
Yeah, we're always glad to have visitors.
Todd,
yeah,
meet some of the current students.
For sure.
Have a really great experience mm-hmm. on campus.
I would welcome that.
Yeah. And the convenient thing is that your department is right next to the cafeteria.
Oh, yes. We don't even have to go outside in this cold weather. We're already by the food.
That's right.
Trust me.